Who has come back from a splendid, happy, and sunny day? Oh, yes, it's really them. Regina and Alfred, finally married and more in love than ever. Alfred wanted to surprise his queen with a little gift that he knew would make her very happy. So several months before their wedding, he committed to building the house of their dream. Just as they imagined it, surrounded by greenery among the trees. As you remember, their love for nature is what blossomed their romance. Regina eagerly awaits Alfred to take her to their new home. Alfred arrives and exclaims, "Hop on! I'll take you with me." That's how Alfred appears, now on the gallop of a horse, but on a bicycle. Regina, excited, can't wait to see the little house. She is left speechless because she didn't expect Alfred to do so much for her. She exclaims, "How? Wow! Thank you, Alfred. It's beautiful." Alfred chuckles, inviting his parents to enter. Alfred looks at his family with satisfaction, proud to have built their home. Alfred confides his thoughts to Regina, who, smiling, displays her serenity and carefree spirit. This is the Moo family, the sweetest little moos in the world. He is Theo, an early gentle bull. Just like his son Alfred, he enjoys peace and nature, loves sipping tea together with his wife Betty. Mother Betty is a kind cow with a big heart. She always thinks of doing good to everyone. Together they look so sweet. The red rose is Betty's favorite flower, and Theo never misses an opportunity to give it to her. Meanwhile, Alfred and Regina have prepared a nice tea for Mom Betty and Dad Theo. On the sofa in the living room, they sip their tea and compliment the couple on their colorful and comfortable little house. Alfred crafted everything with his own hands. Their room is beautiful, all pink and bright, the way Regina likes it. She is in love with it. Alfred and Regina really like taking pictures. Even the bathroom is quite lovely. Regina has skillfully embroidered their initials on the towels. As Alfred washes his hands, Regina indulges in a foamy bath in the tub. Alfred also takes a bath before dinner time. Here we are now, in the kitchen, with Queen at the stove. She must be very careful not to get burned by the fire. The dinner is ready. Alfred is seated, waiting for Regina to join them before starting to eat. He's as hungry as a bull. After dinner, the moos are full, and they are tired too. And they go to bed early. In the morning, they are loaded with energy. Regina goes out very early for a walk. She brings with her lipstick and a mirror. Regina is very fond of these objects because they were given to her by Mama Betty, whom she meets among the greenery. They spend some time together. Both are very vain. They like to be beautiful. Regina looks at herself in the mirror one last time. Then she brings Mama Betty to the foot of a special tree because it is rich in moss. Breathing this air is good for their health, but Mama Moo is a bit tired, so Regina decides to return home. Betty puts on her glasses. Together they join Alfred and Papa Moo, who are chatting in the living room. Papa Moo wants to drink his favorite tea. Regina prepares it for him. There you go. Tea is served. Goes to rest with a dreamy air while Alfred looks at her. She is really in love. Regina enjoys a few moments of relaxation. Regina cleans the bathroom and its accessories. Prepare the bathtub without foam, as Alfred desires. He divides in the blink of an eye. It's already lunchtime. Everyone to the table. With a full stomach, before going out to pick apples, Alfred reminds Regina of their wedding day. But he doesn't expect that Regina has a big surprise for him. So she covers Alfred's eyes with a blindfold. And as he waits curiously, Regina places something a little heavy on his lap. She asks Alfred to open his eyes. 1, 2, 3, surprise! This is the photo album of the Moo's special day. Regina and Alfred have fun at the park. Swinging is like flying. Alfred and Regina are happy. This merry-go-round makes your head spin. So much greenery around our Moo. Regina and Alfred breathe deeply. The water in the fountain among the flowers has turned into a mirror. Take a look. What a beautiful magic. Oh, there's a water jet too. Look how tall it is. How the water splashes. Alfred and Regina get wet smiling. They giggle. There's also a soccer field. Our little Moo are discovering so many things. Regina and Alfred are truly amazed.